President Trump took questions on the war in Iran during the Oval Office meeting, offering reasons why the strikes, both those carried out and those yet to happen, are necessary to protect the U.S. and its interests in the region. Primarily, the president claimed that the strikes were preemptive in light of an imminent Iranian attack on the U.S.
We were having negotiations with these lunatics, and it was my opinion that they were going to attack first. They were going to attack. If we didn't do it, they were going to attack first. I felt strongly about that.
In an earlier news conference, Secretary of State Marco Rubio offered a similar, yet more nuanced take on Iran's strategy and why their attack may have been imminent.
There absolutely was an imminent threat, and the imminent threat was that we knew that if Iran was attacked, and we believed they would be attacked, that they would immediately come after us. And we were not going to sit there and absorb a blow before we responded, because the Department of War assessed that if we did that, if we waited for them to hit us first after they were attacked, and by someone else, Israel attacked them, they hit us first, and we waited for them to hit us, we would suffer more casualties and more deaths. We went proactively in a defensive way to prevent them from inflicting higher damage. Had we not done so, there would have been hearings on Capitol Hill about how we knew that this was going to happen and we didn't act preemptively to prevent more casualties and more loss of life.
Rubio's claims raised questions over whether Israel was leading the U.S. into conflict. In a walk back of his previous comments, Rubio rejected the idea that Israel was the driving cause and returned to his base claim that the U.S.'s central objective is the destruction of Iran's missile capabilities.
No matter what, ultimately, this operation needed to happen. That's the question of why now. But this operation needed to happen because Iran, in about a year or a year and a half, would cross the line of immunity, meaning they would have so many short-range missiles, so many drones, that no one could do anything about it because they could hold the whole world hostage. Look at the damage they're doing now. And this is a weakened Iran. Imagine a year from now. So that had to happen. Obviously, we were aware of Israeli intentions and understood what that would mean for us, and we had to be prepared to act as a result of it. But this had to happen no matter what.
Trump did not focus on Iran's missile capabilities. Instead, he offered a different moral justification for the war.
They're evil, and they're bad. It's a bad seed, and somebody had to do it. And it should have been done sometime during a 47-year period, because so much death has been caused by them, so much unbelievable death.
In Congress, South Carolina Senator and close Trump ally Lindsey Graham made clear that his view of military success is the destruction of the current Iranian regime.
Victory looks like a bloodthirsty Ayatollah who is no longer in charge, no longer has the capability to build missiles to hit America, no longer has the capability to build a nuclear weapon, no longer can fund international terrorism. Victory to me is changing the threat. It's up to the Iranians to pick new leaders, but victory to me is taking off the table the ability of the Ayatollah and his henchmen to destroy Israel, destroy us.
The idea of regime change was not a focus for either President Trump or Secretary Rubio, as Trump remained vague on who the U.S. wants to take over the country following the killing of Iranian leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei this past weekend. Rubio was explicit that regime change is not a primary objective of the U.S. campaign.
Our mission and our focus is the destruction of their ballistic missile capabilities and their ability to manufacture them, as well as the threat posed by their Navy to global shipping. That's the objective. That said, we would not mind, we would not be heartbroken, and we hope that the Iranian people can overthrow this government and establish a new future for that country. We would love for that to be possible. But the objective of this mission is the destruction of their ballistic missile capabilities.
The messaging from the administration clouds a situation that has already seen U.S. casualties, economic volatility, and heightened tensions between U.S. allies. On the Democratic side of the aisle, Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer made it clear that the Trump administration holds responsibility for this decision.
Make no mistake about it. This is a war of choice, not necessity.
The lack of clarity from the administration has frustrated lawmakers on both sides of the aisle, with Republican Congressman Warren Davidson saying, quote, "I had asked for a classified briefing last week before the war began to explain what is the mission, define the mission in Iran, and we're seeing that today with multiple definitions," end quote. For KPFA News, I'm Cade Young.